Hey guys, it's Anthony, you know, from the podcast. Anyway, we're nominated for a podcast award and we're super excited for it. Especially me, because you know how much my fragile ego needs adulation. Anyway, you can head to wehaveconcerns.com/vote every day this week until Sunday to find out how to help us and some friends of ours with some really amazing shows win podcast awards. I need this, man. Do this for me. I need this. Enjoy it for the next 5 years until they reboot again. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Speaking of rebooting, how about rebooting human beings?
Into it. Done.
Ready?
Over. Let's
ready?
Go.
Ready to do that?
Yeah.
We got a story sent to us by our buddy, Alik Evans, who sends so many great stories. Thank you, Alik. This is from wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. Also, you can use our subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Clearly a beacon and a founding member of the Society of Concerned Citizens.
Indeed, indeed. This is something that just happened. A group of 25 scientists recently proposed a project they're trying to raise funds for. They need $100 million in public and private funds to launch it this year to create a synthetic human genome.
So this is
a genome not derived from any particular human being.
Yeah.
It's cobbled together and created in a lab based on whatever they want it to be. So this is something that could theoretically create a human being, although they don't want to do that with it, but it could create a human being that doesn't have parents.
Rock and roll. Let's fucking do it.
You ready to do it?
Yeah, of course.
Let's
I
just
am.
Make a man, make a person, make a girl, make a person.
Yeah, make a person. Build a bear,
build a
human.
Bear, have a sandwich.
So if they want to, they want to make this synthetic human genome, but they don't want to make a human out of it. This is for what? This is for testing. This is for medical science. This is like,
yes.
Hey, let's see what causes this disease. Let's see how we fix this.
Exactly.
Can we fix things on a genetic level?
Possibly creating made-to-order organs for replacement into people.
Ugh.
Possibly creating things where we can test and defeat
disease.
This is
what I love. This is what I love, man. Because, okay, no, you can't clone. Okay, no, you can't use stem cells. Okay, no, you can't use fetal cells.
Right.
And so science just goes, all right, well, we've got to find a way around this because we're going to make organs for people.
Yeah.
We are going to save you people from yourselves.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how we're going to get around the obstacles you're placing in front of us in order to do
it. We laugh at your petty morality.
Yeah. All right. We'll find a way around it. You can't do it because it's wrong. All right. Well, I'll do it this way then.
Yeah. We don't have human beings involved in any step of the way.
And now you get a new heart, motherfucker. And maybe this heart cares a little bit more about humanity.
A little bigger heart.
Than a weird old ideal.
There's no part of you that finds this problematic. There's no part of you that looks at this and goes, hey, everybody's saying they're not going to make a human being out of it, but now they can, so why wouldn't they?
I mean, sure.
I mean, sure.
if you gave me that genome and I was in a lab and you were like, don't you make a human?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not gonna make a human. No, I'm not gonna do that. But maybe he's like, into the same video games.
Exactly.
I am,
maybe I want to play co-op and
like,
nobody's available right now. Maybe I want to play a little Overwatch.
He's like a cool friend to hang out with.
Maybe if I just had a genome that I could make any way I wanted, maybe I would make him really good at Overwatch and maybe he would want to hang out with me all the time because I made him super nice and super friendly and it looked just like me.
Maybe he's me, but like a little bit taller and a little more healthy and he doesn't have any allergies and I just pop that brain right out.
just right there.
Just get a melon baller and pop that brain right out and just slide mine right in.
Just slide yours right over there.
Yeah. Why not?
That's how it goes. That's how it works. Just pop it right over.
Just pop
that
it.
Is better.
Dr. Evans, are you used to be shorter than me, right?
Are you sure?
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure because we used to poke you a lot and call you Dr. Tiny.
Well.
And like, you remember all that? Like when you were, because you're a very small man.
You know what? I don't harbor any bad feelings about that anymore.
No, it's not about an apology or whether you harbor bad feelings. I appreciate you saying something. No, you seem taller.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know.
I used to have, I will be honest.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of resentment about those days. All of a sudden, don't feel so bad about it
anymore.
No.
Once again, glad you've gotten past it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like a bigger man. I feel like I'm the bigger man now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
So then you did make yourself taller then. You couldn't help it, could you? You couldn't help it.
I also made myself a little stronger, a little healthier.
Okay.
and watch this.
You made it so you can make an accurate bee noise?
Yeah. I love bees. I can communicate with them now. I put a little bee genome in my human genome, and now I'm the king of the bees.
So you made yourself taller and crazy. It made you crazy when you did it.
Some would say I'm crazy. Some would say poking a man and calling him Tiny Doctor makes him crazy. You know, that's potato, potato.
It was Dr. Tiny. It wasn't Tiny Doctor. Tiny Doctor describes what you were. Dr. Tiny is a name that we gave you.
Right. Well, that doesn't explain why everybody kept singing, he's a tiny doctor. Doctor so tiny. Tiny a doctor to
be. No. You're looking for an explanation that isn't there. It's just you were tiny, and it's very funny to us how small you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can't call me that anymore, though, because...
Look who's tall now. No, we're still going to call you that. We're also going to call you crazy, because you think you're a bee man now.
Oh, yes. The bees can attack and all my beck and call. Bees, attack! Attack, Dr. Fields! Bees, listen to your master.
Tiny Doctor drove himself insane. Tiny Doctor messed with his genome and now he's crazy. You're an idiot.
And I'm constantly knocking my head on the top of door jams.
Poke him! Poke him like we used to!
Come on!
Nothing's different! Nothing at all is different except you're insane!
Oh, but the bees. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, sure, misuse is obviously a concern, but misuse... Hey, man, there's always a little misuse.
You can't make an omelet, right?
You can't make an omelet without breaking a few ethical rules set by the UN. You know what I mean?
I think so.
That's what my grandfather used to tell me in his volcano lair.
Yeah, right. it's exactly what they're saying. They're like, people are talking about... What's this guy's exact quote? He says... the project is not as controversial as some observers might be saying. There is no call to make an entire human being.
No, but there's no
just
reason.
Just parts. Just human parts.
Just parts. Just sentient parts. Just hands that crawl around on their own.
No one is saying out loud that we're going to make a human being.
Nobody's saying that when we figure out how to make human skin impervious to bullets, we're going to try to make a bulletproof army of idiot men.
All we need is your $100 million, and no one will make army of bulletproof humans. Nobody wants that with your money.
It's not a ransom. We're not calling it a ransom because we're not going to do it because you're just going to give us the money.
You're going to give it to us because all we're going to do is make parts. Are those parts going to be bulletproof? Probably.
I don't know. How many more dollars do you have than what we're asking you for?
Give us all the dollars until we can take it from you. Whether you want to give it to us or not.
Because betterment of people.
We'll make better people and then use them to destroy you.
They do have a point. I mean, there's no reason to make an entire human other than to be like, can we do it?
Well,
I mean, you know.
What if
we make
parts?
That's why we went to the moon.
That's right. It's the whole mountain.
Yeah. It's like, well, there's no reason to. Well, other than I dare you. Other than I don't think you can because you're a dummy.
Other than no one has before and I want to be the first one.
Other than I don't think Tiny Doctor can make a human.
I make a human.
I don't think you can, Tiny Doctor.
I can make any human I want.
Yeah, okay, Tiny Doctor.
I'll make
Doctor.
A tall one. I'll make a beak man.
Yeah? You're going to have to get your clipboard back first.
Give me that. Take it down from the top shelf. That was a flashback scene.
That's what it was. We were going back to its Tiny Doctor origins.
Yeah, that's what it was. A little prequel. These guys think that they can just make parts.
Who are these guys?
These are 25 scientists. They're man, there's a list of universities that they're a part of. Yale, Edinburgh, Columbia, Berkeley, Washington.
Wow.
Harvard.
Wow.
MIT.
The coalition of name droppers. We get it. Okay.
It's a who's who of student debt.
All right. We get it. Yeah. You're a bunch of smarties.
So, but they, you know, it's,
you don't
it's,
have to list every school.
They're going
to,
they say they can make parts, but what if making actual full humans is the quickest way to make parts? Then we just make the humans, harvest the parts, and they just become, human harvest machines.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Is we've tried doing these things where, we take the scaffolding of organs that aren't working and we try to genetically make them compatible with donors who need them, right? So yeah. you take the scaffolding of a heart from a donor, a cadaver from wherever, and you scrub the cellular structure off of it,
right?
And you replace it with a person's cells and you try to make it compatible. That shit isn't working. It's about those hearts operating.
Yeah,
but right now those hearts operated, I think, about 10%, 15% of what they need to operate at. Like they have like weird incorrectable murmurs. They don't pump blood well enough. Like they're not working.
Yeah.
So you would think that the quickest way to make a working heart is just to make a human.
Yeah. Just take it from that guy.
That has one of those working hearts.
Yes.
Here's the, okay. What if this, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Would it make you feel better if we made the humans without faces? So they don't seem like people.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Very much so.
So they just look
rows of faceless people.
Yeah, floating maybe ominously in tubes. And then, you know, they don't have any features.
Yeah, no faces, no fingerprints.
Yeah. And
no
then,
discernible qualities of any kind.
So they're like, does that make you feel better? And then we can take the organs from them?
They don't have mouths either, right? They can't scream?
No, obviously. They have no mouth, but they must scream.
It's a silent scream?
It's a
constant silent scream.
They have no mouth and they don't want to scream, Jeff, because they're not humans.
That's good.
They're just organ tubes.
Now I feel so much better.
They're just organ sacks.
There's nothing sad about them.
They're like a Lunchable, but for people.
I like it.
You
I can
stack
spread,
it up.
I spread my my needs on it, and it nourishes me.
Exactly.
I like it.
Like Legos. They're like Legos.
Like Legos, but organic.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah, they're not people, Jeff. They don't have faces.
They never were people. They were constructed out of something that was never people.
It was never people, Jeff, and it doesn't...
And
like,
it never will be.
They're clearly not staring at you disapprovingly because they have no eyes.
How could they? Just because they follow you about the room somehow.
Somehow, but who knows how?
No one knows how.
And it's not creepy.
None of us know how.
It's not creepy because they're not people. They're just walking around because they're muscles, and muscles walk.
They were never people. In fact, no part of them ever was people. And even on a cellular level, not people. So I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, we actually don't know what they are.
We are not.
Their organs are compatible with ours.
Thank God.
But we made them slightly different than human because people were a little weirded out by using other humans that we grew in a lab. So there's something different. Are they something more? Are they something less? Are they something sinister?
We're not sure.
We don't care.
We're not really concerned with that.
We're not asking those questions because little Billy has a new heart.
And all we're doing is making more of them than anyone can handle. And there's just so many of them.
They outstrip the need 10 to 1. And it's crazy because we don't remember making this many.
We thought we made very few of them, but there's so many.
We actually have entire hours of the day where we have no memory.
No, but are we concerned about that? Of course not.
No.
Why would we be? Because these things aren't human.
They're not human.
They
and
never
they're certainly
were.
Not controlling us and blacking out our memory of their
no.
control.
They're certainly not replacing our friends and family and making our lives a weird, dumb show of... farce? No, why would they? They're not human.
They're not interested in that because they're not human. We don't know what they are. I don't think there's any problem with this technology.
I don't understand why you're upset about it.
I don't get why people are weirded by it, Jeff. In all honesty, this is, I don't know. Yes, it could be misused. Here's the thing. To even get us to the point where we're making parts is pretty huge.
Yeah.
We can't really do that right now. It's not a thing we can do.
The thing that blows me away is that they literally can make a genome that was never a human being.
Yeah.
For half the price it took to make Batman v Superman. Like, that's pretty incredible.
Wow.
$100 million gets you something that was never human but has genes.
Yeah. We can test diseases and things on. We can figure out how to make the human body more immune to things, how to make us better suited to our environment as it changes. Like, this is the best.
Yeah.
And it costs one half of what, like, it was a movie.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
We all saw it.
It was a movie.
We saw it. And we're not going to remember it 10 years from now.
No.
But we're going to remember the fact that we can grow human parts.
For half of what it took to make that movie, it was a movie.
It was fine.
It was whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we could jumpstart the betterment of health and science by, like, a huge amount.
That seems like a bargain is what it seems like to me. That seems like a real bargain.
For less than a Batman v Superman.
Like a Batman.
It was like, yeah, like a Batman.
Or a Superman.
Yeah.
Man of Steel. Yeah.
Man of Steel. It was a movie.
We could actually make...
For less than a Man of Steel.
We could actually make a Man of Steel.
We could make a Man of Steel.
For less than Man of Steel.
For less than Man of Steel. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Which one's better, I ask you?
I think I know where you come down. Mm-hmm. I want to know what people out there think, though, because this seems to be fraught with moral quandary.
Well, I mean, okay. They're worried that somebody's going to make a human. What's the other moral quandary?
Well, just the idea of creating something that means creating even these parts that were never human, that it's made to order stuff. So it's stuff that isn't based on existing human beings. It's creating something where we don't make
a replacement hand for somebody that has the murder gene, like that old Michael Caine movie.
Yeah. You don't want that in your hand.
No, you get it like a murderer's hand.
Itchy trigger finger.
All it wants to do is kill.
Yeah.
Like, as long as we don't put the murder gene into this shit, I don't understand why people have a problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, we have found the murder gene. It's just a gene. We could turn it off at any time.
Why don't we?
Why haven't we done it? Ask yourself that.
That's a good question.
Ask yourself that. Now that we know. Turn off the murder gene, right?
Yeah.
Why haven't we done it? Because of ethics? Oh, great. Great. What's more ethical, I ask you? We haven't found the murder gene, guys. There's no murder gene.
There's not a murder gene.
That's not a thing. Unless we make this genome and we find out that it is a thing.
There are murder genes, and those make you look great while you're stabbing people.
Murder you for that fucking joke. Murder you for that fucking joke is what I'll do. What do people out there think about this? Because I honestly, once again, no shock to anyone, I don't see a fucking problem. Man, I don't see the fucking problem.
I mean, I'm a little farther on the other side of this one because I don't believe that people are like, well, we don't want to make humans. Somebody's going to make a human. Somebody's going to make a human.
I honestly believe that team, when they say we don't want to make a human, I think they mean it.
They probably do mean it today.
They're probably just like, what purpose would that serve to have an extra fucking human walking around? Now we got to take care of this human?
Right. That has no parents. It literally has no, there's no, it has no
Great,
genetic
we're gonna grow in a,
lineage.
We're going to grow like some adult human that just is an idiot that just walks around and has no knowledge
or
parents.
Maybe it's not an idiot. Maybe it's the coolest guy. Maybe he's super smart and awesome and just doesn't have parents. Just doesn't have, he has no lineage. He came from nothing other than, let's throw him into this.
So the ethical problem that we have is with orphans.
Yeah.
The scientific community hates orphans. Wow. The truth comes out. We don't want to clone people because then those are people without parents, and those are the worst kind
those
of
are
people.
The worst Have you seen all
wow,
of the
Wow, science. Wow.
They don't want to create a series of halfway homes and porridges. You know, the porridge industry alone?
The Oliver Twisting of the scientific community would ruin it.
It is pretty
just a
twisted.
Bunch of cloned pickpockets running around.
Yes.
Victorian newsboy style pickpockets. We can't have that.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Grubby little street urchins. That's what we're afraid of.
That's what science fears most.
We're afraid of making an army of chimney sweeps.
That's nobody needs that anymore. There's no more chimneys.
Nobody has a working fireplace.
No, what would we use them for? Selling pocket watches? Nobody uses a pocket watch.
Get out of here.
Come on. There's not even newspapers.
I don't even pay for more than 10 articles a month on the New York Times, kid. Get out of here.
I will not hear ye.
Take your knickerbockers and get out of my face. You clone.
Science has always been at war with orphans.
Science versus orphans is probably the greatest battle in human history. Science is doing, all science is trying to do is eliminate orphans.
That's true.
And if any scientist tells you different, you punch him in the face. You punch him in the face for old Ollie.
You know that you do that because it's a slippery slope. First they start with orphans, then they come after stepchildren.
And that's not even something that happens. Like, anybody could become a stepchild at any time.
Exactly. It could be you.
It could be you.
Look to your left. Look to your right. If you don't see a stepchild, it's you.
Are you a redhead? That's even worse. Science hates
Science
you the most.
Science hates you.
Guys, what do you hate more? Scientists or orphans?
That is a question.
That's the only moral quandary that comes out of it. I don't see any problem with this.
Yeah.
Other than it brings to the forefront a continued conflict between science and orphans.
All we need is $200 million to make our Orphans versus Science movie. Which will be a movie that everyone will forget in 10 years. But still, yeah, we want to make it because you'll go see it.
You'll go see it.
Yeah.
That's why we make movies, because you'll go see it.
You'll love it.
But no, let us know how you feel about this. And if you do see any ethical issues with it, or if you think it's not that you... It's not that I don't see the ethical issue. It's
you don't
whether,
care.
It's whether you think it's a practical problem that needs to be addressed or needs to slow this thing down. That's right. What it is. And you can let us know on Twitter. You can hashtag that orphan. And I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Canato.
And hey, if you have seen a story recently that you think we should cover on the show, why not send it to us? There are two wonderful ways to do that. Number one is emailing wehaveconcernedshow@gmail.com. And number two is heading to our subreddit, which is also a great place to talk about episodes with other concerned citizens. And that's wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Hey, Anthony, you just said your Twitter handle, though. Can I just tweet you a story?
Oh, God, no. Don't do that, because what happens is people tweet things at me. And I don't know, I either don't look at them or they get lost.
It's the worst way.
It's the worst way to do it.
That was a little react play we did to explain why don't tweet a story.
It was a morality play is what they called that back in the day.